Hi there. The word for you today is on God and your money. In Proverbs 3, verse 9, the message, we read these words, "Give him your first and best." To live by the principles of God's word and be financially blessed, you've got to remember these three things. Number one, remember that God owns everything. Now, your name may be on the account or the property deed, but don't get any wrong ideas. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 14, the Amplified Bible, we read, "All things come from you, and out of your own hand we have given you." The truth is, you're the executor of God's will. So when he tells you to give a certain amount, don't say, "I'll think about it and get back to you." And don't try to bargain, for on the other end of every act of obedience, there's a blessing waiting. Does the Bible teach that? Absolutely. Isaiah 1 verse 19 says, "If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land." The second thing you need to keep in mind, if you want to be financially blessed, is that God is your source. Hey, you don't have a single thing that he didn't give you. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift is from above and comes down from the Father." So it's okay to enjoy your money, invest your money, and even share your money, as long as you obey Paul's injunction in 1 Timothy 6, verse 17, "Trust only in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy." Want to be financially blessed? The third thing you need to keep in mind is remember that every spending decision is a spiritual decision. Your checkbook will reflect your priorities, what's important to you. So what does yours say? When it came to giving, the Macedonian Christians did it right. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 3 through 5, reading from the Living Bible. And I quote, "They gave not only what they could afford, but far more. Their first action was to dedicate themselves to the Lord and to us for whatever directions God might give them through us." You know what? When you give God your heart, you'll have no trouble giving him anything else.